This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Hope Day. It's a sunny day. It's going to be another hot one. It's 10 past 9. Let's hear what the people had to say today, Vincent.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys said. By the way, I needed my full minute to fret over these announcements we're doing here, Nicole. This 30-second stuff.
I'm sorry. I was looking something up.
I really can't get amped up and freaked out enough in 30 seconds. I need more time. Thank you.
Okay.
For future reference.
Yes. 818 says, quit smoking 2 months ago. Best decision ever. Every day is a new day. Quitting smoking is next to impossible. So anyone who pulls it off deserves an applause. It's really hard.
I haven't done it.
Muffaletta is a delicious sandwich, according to the texters. 408 says, look it up. All right.
Find out what a muffaletta is. I like a good sandwich. I'm a sandwich guy.
A white pizza is not pesto. It's Alfredo sauce, says 510.
Okay. Thank you for telling us. Take it easy.
There's an awesome bakery. This is from 415 in Georgia, called Special Needs, KNEADS, and they also hire special needs people to work there. That's cute.
Oh.
Shame.
Well, yeah, for the Georgia bakery.
Chicken has no place on pizza, from Andrea.
I kind of agree. I don't want chicken on my pizza.
You know what? I like the barbecue chicken pizza if I go to a CPK or some place that has it. But in general, I just want a cheese pizza.
Give me a cheese pizza. I'll put some salt on it. Oh, God, every delicious bite. Put it in my mouth.
Let's see here. My wife and I volunteer in Marin County 4-H camp every year in Angwin.
Oh.
And we have to monitor the ranch on pizza day or we run out. It's like these kids don't even like pizza. They just want ranch. Love you guys.
I'm kind of glad I never went down the ranch. It seems like an inescapable quagmire of, sticky white dressing. Like, it's not even dressing. It's like you just put your fingers in it and lick off your fingers. Like, clearly that's all you want.
That weight loss TV show that I used to watch called The Biggest Loser, everybody on the show had ranch in common. All of them. They were like, oh, I pour it on everything. I drink it.
Well, there's your problem. The ranch is, cut that out and let's see what happens.
Right. Sarah, did you know through the BBC, there's a series show based on the Cormoran Strike novels?
Yes.
Haven't watched, but found out last night.
Yes, it's I think they just put up season 4. I don't know. I do not know why we haven't watched it yet. I think Sean wanted to go back and watch the other ones or some delay. But yeah, it's good. I don't know about the casting. Like, I love Robin. I think they cast Robin perfectly. But Cormoran was supposed to be this big hulking, like, I picture him like almost like a Frankenstein-y guy with he even says he's got pubic hair on his head for hair.
Curly hair. Read the books, casting agents.
Like, he's a Hulk. And this guy is sort of like, good looking. He's like, he looks like Pat from Train or something,
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. I'm not.
I like the show though. The show is good.
I'm with De Jesus.
Oh, De Jesus.
I almost can't eat pizza unless I have a big side of ranch. I dip them, roll in parm and chili flakes. Amazing.
Oh boy.
I don't do that. I don't put
Sometimes I'll leave my crust to the end and then I'll take good olive oil and put a heavy sprinkle of salt in it and I'll eat the crust that way. But,
oh, there you go.
I guess that's probably just as many calories as ranch. It is pure oil.
Everyone down here in SoCal dips pizza and ranch. Come on, Vin. You don't do this? I don't. I don't even eat ranch. I don't. Won't even eat it on a salad, much less on...
Yeah, no thanks.
...bread. So, but whatever. You guys can do your thing. I'm certainly not going to cancel you or write your boss.
Right. That's true. So please don't write our boss. Thanks. For any reason. Don't do it.
Ranch on pizza is delicious. Be nice to Nicole. All right. Sheesh. Sarah had India Palace last night.
Oh, my
so
God.
Good.
Damn, that place is so good. It's in this little rundown motel on the side of the Highway 101. And that is legit delicious Indian food. Oh, now I'm going to have that. Oh, that sounds so good. I think John's making salmon tonight or some
crazy. Oh God, we
thing.
Eat salmon so much at my house. Oh. Oh good, salmon again.
Yay.
Super. I'm gonna go eat some chips in the garage. I'll be back. How can teachers in Santa Rosa bully little kids like that? Shame, shame. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the Vallejo teachers? Is that what we're talking about now from yesterday?
I don't remember you talking about Santa Rosa.
I didn't talk
Santa
about
Rosa.
Anybody in Santa Rosa today. Oh, here's another one. Okay, this must be from... Okay, no, these two are together. Sorry. Hi, SV, B, and N. Can we please talk more about the teachers shaming their students? My son, 10, was told he's failing while on Zoom meeting with his class. How can teachers in Santa Rosa bully little kids like that? Shame, shame.
I see. They...
You know, they tell them that in the class just because you're now there to watch. I don't see that that's any different. I definitely had teachers tell me all kinds of stuff. I had teachers throw stuff at me. Shut up!
Yeah, times have changed, Vin.
I do know that, but
there
still,
are some
I mean...
differences. It actually does seem to be... That does seem like a shaming thing to say, you know, you pipe down, you're already failing this class. But we're so gentle with our children now. It's this world coming to.
That's what it's coming to. It's too gentle with our children.
Yeah. Well, and now the parents are actually sitting in the background watching the class.
Right. That's what
class.
I'm saying. I think that, you know.
It's going to be worse.
Not on my watch. Well, could you
How
please stop watching?
This isn't supposed to be your watching time. They're in school, so you can go do whatever it is you do. Well, I'm here high above the schoolroom. And I'm checking in on my son's progress, and oh, now that was a shaming if I've ever seen one. What the F? I'm getting out of here. I gotta fly over to the police station to report this.
You heard it here first.
I love this one. 510 says, stop with the fire and the heat already. We know. You know what? Can you write KTVU and tell them to stop doing the news?
Yeah.
Just write them and tell them right. No more
just,
weather out of you. We already
just talking
know.
About some stuff.
Jesus.
Just relax, everyone. Good God. We're all just so sick of the world right now. Like any little thing.
I was telling you, it's that mental resilience thing. It was bad after 2 weeks of this crap. 7 months in, it's over.
People were just a bunch of psychos trapped right. in our houses. Wait until we all get let out. Oh, you think it's bad now?
Good morning, you guys. My brother actually makes custom pinball machines, and I'm sure he'd love to speak about Jane about her dream machine. Love you guys.
Yeah, but will he do it for free?
Well, I'm sure if he has a band, she'd be happy to play some of his songs.
Oh, yeah, that seems like a fair trade, and I'm sure it's totally legal, too. I'm sure that making a deal like this on the air is the best idea we've ever had.
Way to do it, buddy.
That's how we roll here.
Drop that pinball machine, a bag of Coke, and
then $10,000.
$10,000 and your band plays.
You're a star.
In high rotation. We're just kidding. That's not how it works.
It's how it used to work. Now, those are the good old days, you guys.
Right. We feel your pain, Vinny. Our truck was stolen last week. Thanks to social media, we had over 500 shares about it, and it was located hours later.
Oh.
Missing some important parts, but it's still in one piece. Wow, you guys. We were in the middle of an evacuation, so I wasn't able to activate my social networking.
Jesus.
But good for you guys. That's great. You found it.
It's almost like I don't want to find it. If someone else has had it, who knows what they did in there?
I know.
What's on the seats now? What do I have to get this whole thing steam cleaned? Come on. So you never heard about that car ever again?
No, and I would say for the record, this isn't an ad for anybody, but feel free to shame me. Allstate was really incredible about it. I mean, considering the trouble we were experiencing on multiple levels, the one thing we didn't need was a bunch of crap from our insurance agency, and they were cool. They were like, we got everything we need, and the check's already in your account. And we were all, what?
Oh.
It was done.
They weren't like, you left the keys in it. I'm sorry. We're not covered.
There were some conversations, but yeah, we got the money and we're stoked. So, you know, we just move on and we already know it's gone. I mean, we know it crossed the Carquinez Bridge 3 weeks ago because we got a bill for that. So we're never going to see that car again. The end. Let's see. Oh, my God. Yesterday, Diamond made my day. It was my birthday. Longtime listener here. And today, it was Vinny's happiness pouring out of him when his babies walked in. I was not pouring happiness.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was not.
Yeah, sure you were.
I did not.
You were. Why would you be embarrassed about being a loving, happy father? Stop
because
it already.
I didn't
Admit
even
it. You
it.
Like
I
it.
Didn't, I didn't
You're
notice
so busy
it.
Arguing
I wasn't
about
to be
how
all happy
awful
about
it.
It. It's,
they come
I'm
running
certainly
you're like, oh,
they
look
weren't invited.
So
that was
babies.
Not something I asked for, that's for sure.
I don't cry.
Except that you do cry.
I know way too
you're
much.
Such
I don't know what happened
liar.
To me. I,
you
so,
think Nicole's I, a liar. You're the one. God.
Single mom here. I have a 5 and 7-year-old, and I would love a superpower to stop time. I want to freeze time and get a bunch of stuff done and then start time again. There isn't enough time in the day for all this crap. 415 says, duplicity doesn't mean what you think it means, but we still love you. I looked it up. It means doubleness. I was trying to say I want to be my superhero needs to be two of me. What do you want me to, what word would you use?
Cloned.
Cloned, okay? I want to be cloned man. Mm.
I want to be double trouble.
I just need two of me.
I got you.
So I can leave one
about.
With the kid and go have some fun on my other self.
Oh, boy.
Right. 408 says, Scott Budman is the best. He is the best.
He is. We like Scott.
That's great.
I love that he had to admit to us that he gets more run from his Alice appearance. what, once a month? That he does from his daily appearances
on television, right? Telling you guys, radio's the way. You want to advertise something, you put it on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I always laughed when we used to deal with guests. I mean, you know, the old world, and the guests would go like these movie stars would be like, "Well, we have to do the morning TV," and we would go, "Our audience is 10 times their audience.
Yep.
Why do you want to be on there?" I guess it's because they want their picture involved with their
it
voice,
must
but
be.
The audience.
No,
is
they'd
so
be
much
like,
smaller.
"Oh yeah, well, they're gonna we're gonna have to bump you because we're gonna go do this." And they would say to the station, "We'd be like, okay, you know what? You make all the bad decisions you want. We'll be over here doing a show,
right?
Good for you for being on the 8,000 people are watching, zero compared to us."
408 says, one of my friends was conned in Cuba by an American guy who she later found out to be a lawyer in Chicago. $1,500. He had an elaborate story. People are crafty. Yeah, they are. Especially if it means they don't have to actually go to work.
Right. It's a lot of work beating the system. Sometimes you see how much effort gets put into a scam. You're like, why don't you just get a job? Mm-hmm. You know?
People have different standards of what they... I was talking to this homeless guy at the beach one time, and he was saying how stupid I am. It, what a fool. You go to work every day for somebody, and, you, and I'm like, bro, you're you don't have a front tooth. How can you... But he's like, he's telling me how dumb I am for being a guy who works, and I just thought, we just have different standards,
He's just
man.
Trying to make himself feel better, Vinny.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, or maybe that's what he sold himself in the beginning, and
that's
then once
right.
you... Then you find yourself losing Look, teeth and go, whoa, this is for real.
Just live the life that you want to live, Mr. Homeless Guy. And Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, is that like getting taken for Broadway tickets to Hamilton? I wasn't even thinking of that, but thank
that
you
was
for
a big,
bringing
that was,
back
That
up.
Was not a con. That was you. You conned yourself on that one. That was you. 100% on. You. That was your fault. Everybody else got their tickets to the regular chance. We didn't go on the resale websites. Vinny. Vinny. Don't laugh at him, Anderson. It hurts. It's painful.
Anderson, that's not funny, Anderson.
Anderson. You heard it here first. That one doesn't count as a con, Vin. You conned yourself.
I'll wait.
No, you go ahead. We wouldn't want to dump on you too hard.
Sure. Just a little bit, not too much.
Just a little
bit. All right. 541. What's up, Eugene?
Hey.
You guys had me crying over here. Genitalia.
Genitalia.
You heard it here first.
It'll definitely be covered also on national news as well.
As is genitalia.
Genitalia.
You just play that whole thing. Just play that. This is a news anchor.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
By the way, she made the whole report up, and it's about her boyfriend, the mayor right. of Anchorage. Uh-huh. And then she punched her other boyfriend, the manager of the station, right in the face afterward.
Right. The picture in question was on her phone because she's been going out with the mayor for a while.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I just spit out my coffee. The news anchor from Alaska sounds like a character from SNL. Oh, sounds like Cicely Strong on SNL. I don't know any of the player or very few of the players there now, but I it sounded like an SNL bit for sure.
Did.
I mean, they got to do a run up of that.
I think that they I think they'll do something. I mean, who knows how big this story will get? It's pretty damn funny. I could see that being on SNL.
Is there anything else? Oh, God, my time. Sorry. There's more, but I'm going to have to go. So thanks so much for your contributions to the show. We love hearing from you guys. Back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm a problem solver.
You are a problem. Yeah, I was just are. Thinking, man, yeah. you are so
Leave
good
it to me.
You
I'll
around.
Fix it. I'll fix you right up. Mm-hmm. Sheesh. You heard it here.
Your genitalia. The hell was
hey
that?
Hey, everybody, it's Alice. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Did you put that story up on there?
Not yet. I'll do it.
Put that up there. People need to see this. This chick is, she's an anchor in Anchorage. Because of course she is. And it's the funniest.
She had a real life meltdown, apparently.
She did. Yep.
Two boyfriends at once.
In the guise of a news report. It was a full on meltdown.
Yeah,
because boy, that is stunning to hear. You know, oh my God, the mayor of Anchorage has his on a underage girl website. You know, that will get picked up by the national news.
I feel like in news school, they would right there at the beginning of the class, there would be something along the lines of, "Listen, you don't just make crap up as a newscaster and put it on your Facebook
right,
page.
Right.
That just seems wrong." But what do I know?
Yeah. Well, maybe they should write it in, you know? Maybe they felt Jesus. Like they didn't need to say it, and now they need to add it to the curriculum. Anyway,
heard
you
it
guys...
here first.
You heard it first. Jesus. How is that? That sounds like it should be coming out of a 67-year-old man.
You heard it here first.
Let me get my
so belligerent. Jesus.
Well, she's obviously off a rocker. But, okay. So,
but it was
hey,
fun for us, so thank you.
Yes, thank you, lady in Anchorage, Alaska. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Stay cool. Enjoy Big Brother tonight or whatever you're going to watch on TV. Oh, Vinny, are you going to watch The Con tonight, hosted by Whoopi Goldberg, so you can find out how not to
you
get
know,
conned?
I've been watching baseball playoffs, which is pretty fun. No, none of our teams are in, but I've been enjoying that. So I'll probably watch some baseball leading up to Big Brother. And then, you know, the old 9 o'clock bedtime.
Yep. Meet you there.
Yay!
Yay. We'll see you in the morning, you guys. Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.